Lesson 6, continued. Now let's hear about the other boy. His name's John Fan, but he's always so bright and happy that he's called Happy John. John has to go a long way to school in the morning, yet he has never been late or absent. He's so earnest a student. In summer, when the trees are green and the birds are singing, John has a nice walk through the forest. He has learned the names of the birds. He knows their songs and knows where to find their nests. Sometimes he goes out of his way to get a peep at their chickens or eggs, but he never touches one of them. When winter comes, with frost and snow, John puts on his warm gloves and thick boots. Then he runs off to school as happy as ever. He has often to do messages in the village. See how he brings home his basket, full of flour, tea and sugar from the grocer's shop. He has been sent there by his mother. John finds time for his work and time for his lessons. He's never so happy as when he's busy. He's a great help to both father and mother. You see, John Fan is not at all like Lady Jo. Which do you wish to be like? Lesson 7. A schoolboy's letter to his sister. Pendlebury House, Dunchester, May the 28th, 1917. Dear little Maggie, I was glad to hear from you and to know you liked the new governess. If she stops with us for the holidays, I'll take her out fishing with me. I can't write a long letter because I have so much to do. I have to play cricket a great deal because I'm in the 4th 11th and we are going to play a match. I like school very well this term because we get many half holidays. My lessons are very hard. I'm beginning to make Latin verses and I learn Greek too. You girls think French is awfully hard, but it can't be half so hard as Greek. Just see a Greek verb. It's about 10 times as long as a French verb. If you make a little mistake in a Greek exercise, you have to do it all over again. I hope our rabbits are all right. Tell John he mustn't give them too much cabbage. Are you getting plenty of strawberries? I hope there'll be some cherries when I come home. With my love, your affectionate brother, Betty. Write, wrote, written, think, thought, running, ran, run, bring, brought, found, give, gave, gift, send, sent, loom, lost,